Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
The Crystal Quest Show with John Dennis Gobert and Happy Hara on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio, where we explore crystal energy, astrology, earth mysteries, metaphysics, ancient cultures, and spirituality. I am your co-host, Happy Hara, and I'm here with our other co-host, John Dennis Gobert. So we're going to check in with John Dennis a little bit. John Dennis, I know you've been traveling a lot lately in the UK.
And yes, I know that happened.
Yes, and I think you were telling me about this part of your exploration. You went to some stone circles in England.
Yes, I did. I mean, the two bigger ones, of course, were Stonehenge and Avebury. And, you know, the scale of them, both in time and in size, is just sort of like, is amazing. And I think, you know, I would say for me, I would need to spend like more time than I actually had, you know, just to get a really deeper sense of it. But I must say I was just stunned, even though I was quite distant from the stone circle at Stonehenge, just that the size and the majesty of the stones as they appeared and their energy. So I feel blessed to have gone.
Yeah, and so I've been to Stonehenge a few times, and but like you can't get up and touch the stones unless you have like these special tours. But from my understanding of the site, I mean, it's like much more extensive. Like whenever you go to visit Stonehenge, that's just what's remaining of it. I mean, it's like there's like layers and layers of other stones that have existed. There's been wood henges there. It's actually an extremely extensive site.
Yeah, it was. We kept going farther out where the outer ditch circle was, and out where the curses are. And I mean, it's quite distant from the center.
Yeah. So you went to Avebury, too.
Yeah, I did, and picked my way through the sheep. And the stones there remind me of Iwakura, which are Japanese stones. And a lot of the Japanese stone circles, they say, well, are they really, were they put there by people because they're like in their original form? And the Avebury stones, you know, look all very, they're very natural. They've been placed. But it's obvious that they're in a circle more so than the Japanese sites. So it was very, very amazing.
Did you have any interesting experiences at Avebury? I just asked that because at Avebury, you can actually go up and touch the stones and, you know, be more in the circle.
I think that, you know, kind of close to the town, but there's a little village in the middle. I went to stood between two very large stones that were close by. That was very kind of portal-esque. I think I got a download, but because of the scale of things, it's taken a while to, dawn on my conscious mind, actually, what I touched or what I got.
Yeah. So there's a village in the middle of Avebury?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A very old one.
Yeah, so you could go to the pub and drink in the middle of the stone circle.
One could, but I don't think it's advisable. And the pub is haunted, supposedly.
Oh, the pub is haunted. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah, that would make for an interesting experience in the middle of a stone circle. All right. Well, anyway, so that's very interesting. Well, and kind of synchronistically today, our show guest is also from the United Kingdom, and her name is Shirley O'Donoghue, and she wrote a new book called The Beginner's Guide to Crystal Healing. She was born in London, but she currently lives in Dorking, England. So she's going to be talking to us today a little bit about crystal energy and crystal healing. Shirley has been teaching crystal healing for more than 30 years. She's the principal of Lucis College, where she is an experienced lecturer and teacher in a wide range of holistic therapies, including Reiki, color therapy, and flower and gem essences. She is the host of a podcast called Consciousness Unveiled, Alchemy Unveiled, as well as a director of Holistic Harmony, a nonprofit that provides access to complementary therapies and energy healing for disadvantaged groups and individuals. Shirley, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, and you're calling in from England, aren't you?
I am. I'm calling in from Dorking in Surrey.
Wow. Well, we thought it was a little synchronistic. While I was inviting you to the show, John Dennis was in England touring, you know, Stonehenge and these stone circles. And I would love to kind of start there. I mean, we're gonna dive into your book, but since you've lived in England your whole life, we'd love to know your perspective about the stone circles.
Well, I've been there many times. I've taken groups into the circle and have private viewings. You can do that, and if they change the rules again, because they do keep changing them, you have to book quite a long time in advance, and you have to go outside of the opening hours. But we took students in around sort of 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the evening, just as it was getting, you know, the sun was coming down, and it was really quite magical. And I've also done it first thing in the morning as well with students. And you can get very near the stones. You're not allowed to touch them now. But when I was a little girl, we used to go down to Cornwall, which is not far from there, on holiday. And I can remember that was a stop-off point, and we could just, there was no, it wasn't a heritage site as such. You didn't pay to go in. I can remember climbing all over the stones. But it's very, very different now, as I think your John will say. Because it's like a big heritage site. It's very touristy now, which is a bit sad in a way. But, you know, it's an amazing place.
Oh, yes. And, I mean, since you are a crystal energy expert, what have you had any interesting experiences with a stone?
Yeah, I mean, the first time I went there, I thought it was going to be really, really relaxing. And again, when I went there with a group and we had private access, and I could remember lying down and trying to meditate, but the energy was so high that it was really hard to, I mean, a lot of us had our eyelids flickering, sort of like it was almost like a nervous twitch, but we all had it. And then there was the second time we went, there was an awful lot of synchronicity around that, where everybody was meeting up, and there was just so much synchronicity. But also, we went to Woodhenge, which is away from the beaten track. It's not very awe-inspiring when you look at it, but energetically, it's a quiet place where you can sit and meditate and actually really get in touch with the energy. And we also went to sort of Silbury Hill and the Stones in Avery as well. I quite like the Stones in Avery because they're a little bit more authentic now than Stonehenge, if that makes any sense, because you can just walk around them, you know. And there is this lovely little village, and there is the pub there as well. And
yeah.
There's also a very, very cute little shop there as well. I don't know if you saw the shop that sells crystals and all sorts of things. In Avery, but there's a little shop. I think it's called the Hinge Shop, actually. Magical places.
Yeah, I've been to several stone circles, like in Ireland and Scotland and the UK, and I learned that at least at some of the sites that they found like quartz buried under the ground, like in the stone circles or near the stones themselves. Have you heard about that?
Well, yeah, but I think also I'm guilty of taking stones and putting them around there too. So, you know, there is that aspect where I think people may have left them there. But what I particularly enjoy doing with the stones is sort of dispelling the energy. And in Avebury, well, I think probably in Stonehenge as well, you can see the energy around the stones if you just sort of unfocus your eyes. So certainly in Avebury, the energy seemed to be really strong when we were doing that exercise with students.
Well, it's really interesting. Yeah, it's really interesting you're saying that, because the first time I went to Avebury, I noticed that there was energy between the stones, and I stood back, and it's like my third eye could see like this weave pattern moving very fast, and it kind of looked like the Celtic weave pattern.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. That's kind of what we were feeling as well. And it's, you know, it's not, you just have to get your eyes, you just have to take your eyes out of focus, basically, to look at the stones. But it's a magical place, and I completely understand with what you were saying, John, about not feeling that you've processed it properly, because it's very strange. You come away from seeing it, and then you feel there is something indefinable about your energy changing. And it's hard to pinpoint, and I do think it takes a while for you to integrate the energy somehow. So I completely agree with you regarding that.
Yeah, I think it takes a while. It's a larger energy field that we've just encountered, and it takes a while to absorb it. So I'm still absorbing.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, have you seen the crop circles?
And I have not seen crop circles. I mean, I would love for you. Have you seen them?
Well,
and what was your impression of them?
But for me, they are amazing. I think I have a friend who's a bit of an aficionado on crop circles, and she says that some are definitely man-made, but some are definitely authentic and real. One of the experiences we had, and again, you don't process it while you're in there, I think. You feel there's something that happens that's indefinable when you go away from them. Your energy feels different, is my experience. But we went to a talk many years ago. This is when I was still training, I think, just getting into all of this stuff. And somebody said that if you have a digital camera and you go into a newly formed crop circle, it will affect the camera. And I sort of remember taking that on board, and we went down to Avebury. June, July is the best time to go to Avebury, because that's where the crop circles are. That's the crop circle time, and you obviously can do, hopefully, crop circles as well as Avebury at the same time. But we walked into this newly formed crop circle with our children, and my husband had a digital camera, and he started trying to take photographs, because there's a specific way that the grass lies when it's authentic and formed. So he was taking pictures of it within the crop circle, and his camera just suddenly went dead, completely dead. And we came out, and about 10 minutes after we came out of the crop circle, it came back on again. So that for me was that so confirming, you know, amazing, really, that these things happen. So
yeah,
I very interesting.
Yes, and I've always felt like there was a relationship with the stone circles and the crop circles, too. I remember a few years ago, my daughter was trying to take pictures in Sedona, and we were in a very strong vortex field, and it was affecting her camera. And then when we looked at the pictures, there was like this weird yellow light glowing in the pictures. It was very peculiar.
Uh-huh.
And she also, her camera stopped working while we were in there, too, you know. So,
yeah,
that's interesting that you're saying that about the crop circles and photography. Well, anyway, Shirley, very interesting. Thank you for giving us those perspectives. And you wrote The Beginner's Guide to Crystal Healing, and it just came out. It's a brand-new book. It's published by the Healing Arts Press through Inner Traditions. So tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, I mean, it's been a long time coming, to be honest. I wanted to get it published about, I've had other books published on crystals, but they've been fairly basic. And the course I teach is quite a long course. It's not a short course, really. It was a 2-year course that I studied. And I carried on teaching that. But over in the UK, it's been somewhat dumbed down. You know, it's one of the things I'm quite sad about with crystal therapy, because people need to work with the consciousness of the crystal. And, you know, you go on TikTok and see videos where they say, just get this crystal and it will change your life. And in some cases, I think it does, because I think people do get a connection. They might suddenly feel the energy or feel that they're really drawn to the crystal. But in most cases, I feel that you have to spend time meditating with crystals and connecting with them and working intuitively with them. There are many facets to a crystal. You know, with rose quartz, most people, if it's a pink crystal, most people say that rose quartz is unconditional love. But, you know, is it unconditional? When you're actually working with a crystal, if a crystal is generating energy to help you work with unconditional love for yourself or unconditional love for a relationship or for humanity or, you know, the earth, it can be different facets of that. And I think when you start to connect with them, you start to work much more intuitively and much more deeply. So I think they're amazing tools for, you know, introspection, spiritual development, personal development. And I think that goes hand in hand with training. But, you know, nowadays in the UK, most people think crystal healing is sort of just working with crystals that are related to the colours of the chakras. And in fact, there's much more to it than that. Probably you may have seen that from the book. I didn't want to do a book where I was telling you what the qualities of the crystals were. It's more about practical ways of working with crystals. So it includes things like animal healing and a lot of things about grids, but also, you know, working with astrology and crystals and things like that. So there's many facets and many ways that you can work with crystals.
And so, Shirley, I like what you're touching on, something that I agree with about crystal energy. That we need to work more deeply with them. Because I have noticed this tendency, like, you know, this, you know, sort of superficial aspect, like, oh, I'm just going to get this crystal. It's going to give me these magic qualities. Like, rose quartz is going to give me love. It's going to help my love life. But really, the whole point of crystal is that you really have to work with it to stimulate those areas inside of you, and you still have to do the work. I frequently tell people, like, you know, just think of this as like you're bringing in some new energy into your system. It's a helper. It's like a medicine. You know, it's not going to just magically bring you love. You know, I believe in the synchronicity of crystals, but I like the way you describe that.
Yeah.
You know, so.
To have a healing effect, you have to change. Sometimes you have to change the way you think about things, the way you think about yourself, or the way you think about the world in general, or the way you feel about a relationship or whatever. And I think that crystals work very much on a mental level in terms of changing the way you perceive things, changing the way you feel about yourself. When I've worked with people who've come on the courses in the past, you know, it's been a 2-year course, and they've worked in depth, there's a massive change that you can see over those 2 years with people, you know? Their relationships change, they make lifestyle changes, they change their job, they might move somewhere else. And I think that's what crystals do. For me, they can help you to reevaluate and change your thinking and your perspective.
Well, that's I'm working with people with crystals. I sometimes tell them, like, bring the crystal in because you're working with chemistry here. You're bringing a new energy into your closed loop system. And that is, that's going to help initiate that, like say that alchemical change in your life. So I have been noticing, like, and this I think has a lot to do with the astrology patterns that have been going on, is like there's a lot of change going on the planet. And I think we're seeing this too on the one-to-one level. So we're going to break for a commercial, but I want to kind of leave you with this question, like what kinds of therapies or what kinds of things are people dealing with right now, and what kinds of crystals do you think can help with these massive changes and transitions going on the planet right now? Now, we're going to break for a commercial. I'll leave you with that question. And I want to remind our listeners that you are listening to the Crystal Quest Show. We have been talking to Shirley O'Donohue about her new book, The Beginner's Guide to Crystal Healing. We will be right back after this commercial break.
You've never read a crystal book like this one. Chintamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Covert's new book, and it is filled with so much information that'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of Chintamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChintamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Okay, I know that you have heard about astrology, but what about using crystals and astrology together? Well, that exists. It's astrogemology, and you're in luck because Happy Hara does just that. Happy presents you with crystals, stones, and gems that align with your unique zones and planets in your natal astrology chart. But it's even better than that. She teaches you how to use them to empower your life. Set up your appointment today. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, go to the services page, and just email happy. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
John Dennis Govert, yogi, guru, and ordained Tibetan Lama, has been doing traditional astrology readings for over 40 years. He can help you manifest your own happiness and navigate the timing of the best periods for pursuing the opportunities available to you throughout the year. You can make informed choices. Get the support you need with your own astrology reading from John Dennis. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page. Email John Dennis directly to schedule your appointment. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
GentamaniMatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly New Moon Crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit GentamaniMatrix.com, and while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's GentamaniMatrix.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net. Positive talk radio with your show hosts, Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert. We have been here talking with our special guest from the UK, Shirley O'Donohue, who recently released a new book called The Beginner's Guide to Crystal Healing. And where we left off from the previous segment, I asked a question about, like, there's massive scale changes going on in the planet, and Of course, we're seeing this in people's personal lives. And so, Shirley, I just wanted to know if you, what you've been seeing in your practice, you know, in your practice and working with people in crystal healing, and if there are, hey, certain crystals that you think are really helpful for dealing with, you know, like a lot of stress involved with change.
Yeah. Okay, well, what I've noticed, from I was teaching crystal healing 30 years ago, so when I was teaching it then, it's much harder to get people to actually feel energy, whether it was their own sort of chi energy or whether it was the energy from the crystals. And now it's much easier to do that. So people seem to be much more kind, if you like, to be energy aware. And also, over in the UK, yoga is just really popular. And so that's been sort of the case for the last 30 odd years anyway. It's grown in popularity. So along with that, it's brought people up to date with understanding things like the chakra system. It's not as unusual now. So when people come to me now, instead of me having to teach that, which is what I was teaching 30 years ago, I can go into sort of more depth with the energy side of things, because that sort of basic knowledge is already in place, generally. I feel at the moment, a lot of people are waking up. A lot of people, when they wake up, are sort of suddenly realizing that life isn't what they think it was. There's probably a lot of healing responses, a lot of karmic healing going on for the people as they wake up. And I think it can be quite an intense, thinking back to my awakening, sort of like 30 years ago, it can be quite an intense time where lots of relationships get challenged, and including your relationship with yourself, and, you know, the way you're living your life becomes more challenging, not more challenging, but you start to question whether you're on the right path and you may want to change jobs, to change careers, and that sort of thing. So I think there's a lot of transitioning going on at the moment, with people, and a lot of people searching now to find some way of making sense, not just of their awakenment, but maybe also of what's going on in the wider world too. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I think there's huge transition going on. That's what I'm seeing. It's like people are changing what's going on in their relationships, their jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, and health crises. I mean, people are dealing with major health crises. You know, something that I do hear, like, when people consult with me is, or just asking me advice about crystals, is they want protection. You know, that can be even from, like, say, EMFs, protection from toxic relationships or toxic situations, or, you know, I think, especially if people are in transition and healing, I think they feel more vulnerable. Are there any particular crystals you recommend for that?
Well, I think they're fairly common, really. I talk about three levels of protection. The most strongest, I suppose, or the most powerful would be using something like black tourmaline. But that's like putting a drawbridge up. So I recommend that people use that when they are in a toxic relationship that they're trying to release, or if they're in a work environment that is unpleasant for them. But, you know, if you were working as a therapist and you were using that in your day-to-day work, you would be blocking that exchange of energy that needs to go on when you're actually working as a complementary therapist in any way, shape or form, not just with crystals. So I recommend carnelian for that, because carnelian is very good at giving extra energy, if you like, but also putting boundaries in place for people. So that's a slightly more gentle one. And then the other form of protection, I think, is to connect with spirit. So I recommend sort of things like apophyllite, maybe clear quartz, something like that, to actually raise your vibration so that you are lifted, if you like, out of the toxic energy. But the drawback with that is it can make you a bit ungrounded. So It's not one I would recommend if you've got to get in and drive a car or anything like that. But certainly if you're going, I don't know, to a family gathering and you just want to keep yourself as positive as possible, then it would be good in that sort of environment, I feel. So I think it's not black and white, as it were, in terms of protection. I think there are varying degrees. And also, I think if you are working with something from perhaps the lower astrals, I would always recommend that you go and speak to somebody who works with that sort of energy, because I think that sometimes you have to realise that you need outside help if you do, you know, if you come across that type of energy. I've done that kind of work, but it definitely isn't my forte. So if anybody comes to me with that kind of issue, I always recommend them on to, actually we've got something called the Spirit Relief Forum. And that's a really good website as well, if you want to go on to that. Loads of information on there about how to deal with that kind of thing.
Yeah, surely. I like that combination. And I find myself doing that too. You know, sometimes people ask me certain questions. And but I also have this tendency, like, especially if I have a bunch of crystals, because I am a crystal mineral dealer too. So I, and so I will, you know, sort of get to gauge their response to crystals too. Because I frequently tell people, you know, this is chemistry. My interaction with black tourmaline might be different than yours. So it's also gauging the sensitivity of the person and how they're interacting with that particular crystal. I mean, it's completely about chemistry. So I like that combination. I too have noticed carnelian is very helpful for healing. And I love the way what you said about that, you know, all of our relationships are an exchange of energy, and we also have to process them. So I love the way you said that. I know you work with Reiki, too. How do you integrate crystal energy and Reiki together?
Well, I mean, I work with a lot of therapists. I teach in doing head massage, we do tricep massage, reflexology here, different therapies, but all of them have an element of explaining how people can integrate crystals into their therapies, because what happens is the addition of a crystal definitely empowers the treatment. The client will go, if it was a Reiki treatment, for example, you could get a client or somebody to hold a crystal. I don't advocate putting crystals on the body, which is, I think, unusual, because most people seem to feel that you have to place them on the body, but we actually place them under the couch. We're still working in the energy field. And what happens if you place them on the body is that they can cough or they can breathe a little bit deeply and the crystal can be dislodged. And that brings them out of that sort of fetal state, brainwave state that you're trying to get them into. And it can be quite a jarring experience. Also, if they've got them on the body, they can be very aware of the physical presence of the crystal on their body.
That's very interesting, Shirley. We need to take another break, and we'll pick up some of this in the next segment. Before we go to a break, though, where can listeners contact you?
If they go to Lucid College website, it's just lucidcollege.com. They can contact me through my email address is on there, and they can have a look at some of the things. There's a few blogs on there. I've written a blog about crystals have a consciousness, so there's that up there, I think.
Okay. All right. That's great. Okay, so we're going to take a break now. You've been listening to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. We will be right back with our guest, Shirley O'Donoghue.
Okay, I know that you have heard about astrology, but what about using crystals and astrology together? Well, that exists. It's astrogemology, and you're in luck because Happy Hara does just that. Happy presents you with crystals, stones, and gems that align with your unique zones and planets in your natal astrology chart. But it's even better than that. She teaches you how to use them to empower your life. Set up your appointment today. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page and just email happy. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
John Dennis Govert, yogi, guru, and ordained Tibetan Lama, has been doing traditional astrology readings for over 40 years. He can help you manifest your own happiness and navigate the timing of the best periods for pursuing the opportunities available to you throughout the year. You can make informed choices. Get the support you need with your own astrology reading from John Dennis. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page. Email John Dennis directly to schedule your appointment. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
ChintamaniMatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly new moon crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, and while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's ChintamaniMatrix.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
You've never read a crystal book like this one. Chintamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert's new book, and it is filled with so much information that'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of Chintamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChintamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show with Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. And we're here with our guest today, Shirley O'Donohue, and we're talking about her most recent book, but she's written four books, or five books, actually. And I want to ask you, just to start, Shirley, is there you do a podcast, so is there a place where our listeners might be able to connect with you on that?
Yeah, there's two podcasts, actually. There's the Light Insights from Lucas College, where we talk about the courses that we teach, but we've got a podcast that talks about aspects of the courses we teach. And then the Consciousness Unveiled and Alchemy Unveiled podcast we do with somebody called Kathy Mingo, and that's more esoteric. So probably the best way to, I think both of them are available on Spotify. I think Lucy's is called Light Insight, and as I say, Consciousness Unveiled and Alchemy Unveiled is the other one. And Apple Play, I think they're able to get them. But if people can't find them, I can send links out if they email me. Lucy's College is Lacking for Light, so it's Shirley at Lucis College. No, not Lucis Group. Sorry, my email is lucisgroup.com.
Okay. All right. So there's a place for people to follow up a little bit with the work that Shirley's doing and to get in touch with her. And she has quite an extensive website, by the way, with all manner of courses. Long-term courses and workshops. So I would encourage people to, you know, to check that out if they have any kind of interest. So
yes,
I'd like to follow up.
We are just about to launch an online course that is very comprehensive and linked to the book.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very. It's very timely then.
for people who want to do a deeper study then.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
And it can be done online, right?
Yeah, it can be done online, but there'll be homework as well for people to do. So it's quite interactive, but it's for people that, you know, aren't in the UK and can't get to see me here.
Oh, good. Okay. That is a good link for those who have a, you know, more abiding and deeper interest in this, in crystal healing. So, Shirley, one of the chapters you have in your current book is about ancestral healing. So I would like to just ask you a little bit about maybe the, you know, put it in the context and sort of like how do you approach it, and you know, how is it working for you, and how can people help themselves?
Yeah, okay. So I think, you know, along the ancestral line, sometimes we inherit, well, we can inherit illnesses, can't we? And, you know, tendencies towards negative behavior. There's all sorts of things that we can inherit down the ancestral line. And then there's also the historical stuff. I mean, when I was being taught about this many years ago, they mentioned the Kennedy family and you know, the trauma, the really that has gone down that ancestral line, and there was a question about whether there was potentially a curse. We've got, there's another very wealthy family in the UK called the Guinness family, and they've got a similar track record. And so there's you know, when you look at other civilizations, they revere the ancestors, don't they? You know, I've been to Thailand where they have an altar with all the ancestors sort of photographed on them still. And similarly, I think in China they do as well, in Japan. So in the Western world, we don't really pay attention to the lineage that we come from. And I think maybe we should look at that. But I think also it's not always a negative thing. I'm doing a workshop with somebody who is an astrologer called Pauline Gerosa, and we're going to explore the positive and negative aspects of ancestral healing, because, you know, sometimes we don't acknowledge that the gifts that we have inherited, you know, come down that line. So it's not always doom and gloom, you know what I mean? It can be a positive thing, and it's good to sort of acknowledge the gifts that you have received from them, and maybe revere them. But also I think there's with ancestral healing, there's an aspect of releasing ancestors also in states of the light. You know, if you've had somebody that's passed in tragic circumstances very suddenly, for example, sometimes they don't go into the light, they, or if they're very aware that you're, you know, taking the bereavement really, really badly, it's hard for them to sort of go into the light. So I think sometimes there's an element of spirit release as well that goes alongside ancestral healing. Would you agree with that, John Dennis?
Oh yeah, I think that is a big problem, and we don't in the West value this at all.
And it
just doesn't exist, and it's it's in our DNA, as you say. It's in the trauma patterns we inherit. It's in the behavioral patterns, and we've got to fix it somehow, or release it, I guess you could say, just release it. And so that's important.
Yeah. Oh, and there's lots of ways that you can release it. You know, I mean, I would sort of, if I'm doing it from a crystal perspective, I would be looking at, what crystals would I use? I would probably be looking at something like amethyst, something that would work with, you know, on a healing level, but also has a protective quality as well to it. And I would, you know, maybe get photographs of ancestors if you can get them, or even just the actual family's line and lineage. And you can work with that as well. I mean, I think as you start to go into it, it's really fascinating. You know, I've got in the UK, probably all over the world really, people, if they got pregnant, there was a lot of shame attached to pregnancy out of wedlock and all sorts of things like that. And some people have been born and brought that into their lives. It's just releasing, I think, is a good thing. And one of the ways we do it is we place the intention, we heal the energy where the energy is held, maybe in the chakra or what body, what part of the body it's held. And then we ask it to be released into a crystal, and then it can be cleansed. Then we light a candle and burn it to help the spirit and the energy return to the light.
Yeah, that is, well, that's a very simple but very powerful ritual. And thank you for sharing that. And I want to thank you, Shirley, for being our guest today and for presenting your information. We did not to talk, you know, like there's much more information in the book and there's a lot more data and there's incredible things to learn from Shirley. So I want to direct everybody to your website and all of our listeners, and I want to remind everyone that we are on the Crystal Quest Show at HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio.
John Dennis Govert, yogi, guru, and ordained Tibetan Lama, has been doing traditional astrology readings for over 40 years. He can help you manifest your own happiness and navigate the timing of the best periods for pursuing the opportunities available to you throughout the year. You can make informed choices. Get the support you need with your own astrology reading from John Dennis. Visit chintamanimatrix.com. Go to the services page. Email John Dennis directly to schedule your appointment. That's at chintamanimatrix.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Chintamanimatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly new moon crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit chintamanimatrix.com. And while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's chintamanimatrix.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
You've never read a crystal book like this one. Chintamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert's new book, and it is filled with so much information that'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of Chintamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChintamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
Uplifting talk. HealthyLife.net.
Okay, I know that you have heard about astrology, but what about using crystals and astrology together? Well, that exists. It's astrogemology, and you're in luck because Happy Hara does just that. Happy presents you with crystals, stones, and gems that align with your unique zones and planets in your natal astrology chart. But it's even better than that. She teaches you how to use them to empower your life. Set up your appointment today. Visit chintamanimatrix.com, go to the services page, and just email happy. That's at chintamanimatrix.com.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show with Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert. And we are going to do our monthly section on the Crystal of the Month, which this month we're connecting it to the 10th degree of Libra. And the crystal is indicolite or blue tourmaline. So it connects, I would say, just a quick thing about Libra. It's one of the, it's the only zodiac that's not a human, right? It's just the scales. So one of the important things about it is it needs to humanize itself. So, you know, the logic of it can be cold, but we need, you know, it's like we need something to vivify it a little bit more. And so, today's, crystal absolutely does that. And I wanted to now, bring Happy in and to just to discuss a little bit about this, about the crystal that we have before us.
Thanks, John Dennis. I wanted to also talk a little bit about, I mean, like the fact that that blue tourmaline or indicolite is like this dark blue does remind me of blue sapphire, which is the traditional birthstone for Libra. And that immediately takes me to the third eye, because blue sapphire works very well with the third eye and awakening it, balancing the hemispheres of the brain. And this reminds me a lot of the sign of Libra. Libra is a very mental sign. It's an air sign dealing with, you know, strategy, logic, foresight. And the blue sapphire, I think, is more deeply awakening those faculties, the faculty of wisdom. As I think of blue sapphire as a stone of wisdom. Now, kind of segueing into, like, the more specific degree, the 10th degree of Libra, we've got the indicolite, which is the blue tourmaline. Now, there's two different kinds of blue tourmalines. There is the very famous Pariba tourmaline, which can be like an aqua-colored tourmaline. That one's colored by copper. But then there is this darker blue tourmaline called indicolite, and that one is colored by iron. And that color range can be like a deep blue-black to like teal, a gray-blue, and can be kind of even going towards a lighter blue, but it's not aqua-colored. So, you know, in case, you know, some people might hear blue tourmaline and think of Pariba, but that's not what this is. This is like a darker blue. And it has some relationship to Schorl tourmaline, which is a black tourmaline. In fact, the one I'm holding in my hand right now looks like it is a black tourmaline that has been transforming into indicolite. So it's got a blue cap. Now the iron content will make this kind of tourmaline sort of magnetic. I mean, either weakly magnetic to a little higher in magnetism, depending on its iron content, it will strengthen or weaken its magnetism. But tourmaline is also piezoelectric and pyroelectric. So these are powerful. These are little powerhouse crystals. And since I looked it up, I realized that indicolite is probably more magnetic than other kinds of tourmaline that may not have iron in them. That's making the blue tourmaline very powerful. So you're dealing with, you know, natural electrical effects, heating effects, and magnetism when working with these crystals. Now, I think, since tourmaline is very popular in crystal healing, and I think its powers a lot to do with these effects I just mentioned. So if you were wearing, like, say, a blue tourmaline on your body and your body's heat is turning it on, it's starting to send out this harmonic wavelength. And tourmalines are very complex crystals in their chemistry, too. So to me, these are one of these kinds of crystals that can almost be, good for a wide variety of healing modalities, for different functions going on in our life. And I think this is one of the reasons why tourmalines are so popular. And it doesn't hurt also that they have a high hardness score. So they're used in jewelry, so they're gemstones too. Plus, they're just very practical and healing. Now, with blue tourmaline specifically, I think it helps. Like Libras or any air sign or anyone who overthinks a lot. This would include Virgos, too, because they're ruled by an air sign planet, which is Mercury. So any of the air signs and Virgo are going to benefit especially from working with blue tourmaline because I think it calms the mind, and I think it helps bridge the balance between the right and the left hemispheres of the brain. So if we're obsessively thinking, or we're obsessively analyzing, or we're obsessively critiquing, Or like with a lot of Geminis, where our brain, our mental faculties are scattered and we can't focus. I think blue tourmaline helps to bring coherence to the brain and helps bridge the gap between the right and the left hemispheres of the brain so that we are thinking in a balanced and coherent way and more in a holistic way. I think it's useful to meditate with these, to go into deep meditation, because I think it helps open up the right brain for meditation. I think it has a cooling, calming effect for anyone who has a lot of fire in their chart. So like Leo, Sagittarius, Aries energy, this would have a very cooling, calming effect, especially for Aries, since Aries is opposing Libra. So I think these could be very beneficial for the Aries sign, just for cooling and calming. So I don't know who couldn't benefit really from having more of this mental and emotional coherence right now. Now tourmalines are trigonal, and that is similar to quartz, which is also trigonal. And both quartz and tourmaline are piezoelectrical as well. So I think it's also beneficial to work with quartz and tourmaline at the same time, just by the healing energies from the tourmaline along with the harmonic energies from the quartz crystal.
So with the piezoelectric, then you want to heat it up, you want to rub it and hold it at your heart level, right?
Yes, that would be very beneficial.
Okay. So I want to also remind people that they can get in touch with Happy and I at the website of the ChintamaniMatrix.com. So if there's something you want to comment about, and there's also a blog that we put up that describes each of these crystals in more detail and connects them with the astrology. And I want to thank our listeners for being here today at the Crystal Quest Show with Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert at healthylife.net, Positive Talk Radio.